السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين. So we will continue with Surah Al-Isra. I would encourage you to repeatedly listen to the lectures before you come to the live class so that you can be corrected and you would have already prepared for it. That way you get the maximum benefit out of the recordings. We have live classes twice a week, so inshallah you can get in touch with the admin and that way sign up for it. If anybody wants to improve their tajweed and they listen to all the different shuyukh, it is still not enough that you did not recite to someone who knows better than you, because sometimes you really cannot catch yourself. You think that you are saying it the way you heard it, but somebody else can tell you that whether it was actually done correctly or not. That's why it's very, very important that although you listen to the recordings, that you still come to class and you recite back. It doesn't matter whether you are in one course or another course, anybody can sign up for the tajweed class, and I would urge you that prepare some lessons. Even if you cannot come to all the classes, prepare some of the lessons, the basic lessons that we have, and in the tajweed section you will find that we go over the alphabets and the basic sounds, how to make the sounds, how to join the sounds, how to emphasize the accent. So that is also another important part. I tell you here within the sabak, like within the lesson, what letter to emphasize, what not, but it might be a bit confusing for those who have never heard of this concept before or practiced it. So it's better that you go through the beginning lessons, the beginning recordings that we have on tajweed class, and practice those, and do come to the live lessons so that you can be corrected. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. نحن نرزقكم وإياكم. إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا. So inshallah, let us look at the tajweed of these ayahs. Ayah 31, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا. So for wa, make your rounded lips, wa, and then flatten it. وَلَا, and the lam is two counts, lam alif. You have to make it long, otherwise it will change meaning. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا. قَلْقَلَانْ قَافْ تَقْتُلُوا. Tulu, this is five counts. Auladakum. So when we have the wow sound, wow with the sukoon, au, instead of saying au, o sound, au, this is wrong. We should say au. I'm pushing out my lips more outwards. Au. أولادكم. And then when we do the kum from the kaf dhamma ku with a rounded mouth, I need to quickly flatten it because neem has a sukoon. Kum. Kum. Khashyata. So sheen has got this characteristics called tafashi where the sound spreads. So I need to give it a little time. Kha is back of the tongue going up, and then for sheen, give it time. Hush. And lower the tongue for sheen. Hush. Hushyete. Repeat. Hushyete. Imlaqo. Because I'm stopping, I'm making the lam followed by the maqtabi, which is normally a two count. The word was imlaqin. So I'm going to make it imlaq. And I'm stopping, so putting a sukoon on qaf and giving it the bounce, the qalqala. Imlaq. Nahnu. The ha is the husky sound. Nah. So give it time for the ha to come out. Nahnu. Rounded mouth for nu. Nahnu. Nar. Here the ra is heavy. There is a fatha before the ra sukun. Nar. Narzuquhum. And the qaf is qu, not ku. Qu. Narzuquhum. Wa iyyakum. Stretch the ya. Iyya. Because there's a shadda, I'm actually pushing the first ya. E. And hold it. Iyya. Iyya. Wa iyyakum. Inna. Hold the noon. Qatlahum. Now remember, qafata is qa. Back of the tongue goes up. We hit the soft part in the roof. Qa. Qa. And then the ta sukun. We do hams, meaning I let the air flow. Qat. You hear the sound? Qat. Qat lahum. Kana. Kaf is two counts, noon is one. Kana. Khit. Khi is heavy and the ta is qalqala. Khit. And hold the hamza. This is ikhfa. Ka. Kabira. Khita'an kabira. Next ayah. Wala taqo. Qaf qalqala. Taqo. Taqra. Ra heavy. Taqrabu. Taqrabu zina. Repeat after me. Taqrabu zina. If you're going to stop, make the zina two counts. If you continue, then hold it for five counts. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ. Two counts and the who This is called Sila Sogra. Sila means connection and Sogra means the small. So there are two types of Sila. One is long or Kubra. So this is Sila Sogra. Innahu. In some Mushaf you might see this Ulti Pesh, which is really a two count Sila Sogra. Innahu. Kana. Kana. Kaf is two counts, Noon is one. Kana fahishatan wa. So we have to do a connection between ta and waw. This is called idgham with ghunna. So I have to hold the waw and I have to make this nasal sound. Fahishatan wa. Wasa'a. And the a is separate sound from the hamza. Wasa'a sabila. You stop on lam with two counts. Sabila. Wasa'a sabila. I 33. Wala taqo. Taqo. Do qalqala. Taqtulun nafsa. So Noon Shadda you're going to hold and Fa you're going to give time. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي تَيَا two counts. مَطْطَبِي وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي Now next word is حَرَّ حَرَّمَ So the ha is soft or heavy. حَرَّ حرم الله Again, the لفظ جلالة lamb here is heavy. حرم الله Say الله That's the heavy lamb. حرم الله إلا بالحق إلا بالحق So when you stop on the qaf, you see there's a shadda there. So when you stop on it, we make a qalqala. But because there's a shadda, we try to make it as heavy as we can. Bilhaqq. Next word is waman followed by qutila. So this noon is an ikhfa. We are going to hold it and hide it. But we are going to hide it where? We are going to hide it near the makhraj of letter qaf. So let's look at where is qaf coming from. If I say aqo, aqo, I can feel that the qaf is in the back of my tongue hitting the soft palate. Okay? Qa, qa, aqo. So when I say waman, I've already lifted my tongue in the back and made it ready for qu. So my noon here is a bit heavy. The sound of the ghunna is heavy. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ Make the lamb soft. قُتِ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا مَظْلُ Vo is heavy. Tip of the tongue under your front teeth. مَظْلُومًا And here the ikhfa is soft because I have to be ready for saying fa. And you know where is fa. You say f. And you know the makhraj. The makhraj for fa is the upper teeth hitting your bottom lips. Fa, fa. So I have to say مَظْلُومًا fa. مَن fa. Tongue is down. And teeth is already on the lips. مَظْلُومًا فَقَدَ فَقَدَ Qaf heavy, dal soft with the qalqala. فَقَدَ جَعَلْنَا Two counts. لِوَلِيِّهِ two counts. The ha, this is also another sila sughra, because here the kasra is two counts. لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْ سِين دَمَّ سُ from the tip of your tongue, behind your teeth, سُ سُلْ, and for the lamb, flatten the lips, سُلْ تَا. Now this is heavy sound, تَا, back of the tongue goes up, سُلْ تَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفِي فِي الْقَتْلِ. If you want to stop, you have to put a sukun on lam, قَتْلِ, or you can say فِي الْقَتْلِ, and then I do the hamson ta, فِي الْقَتْلِ. فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ سِلَى صُغْرَى, two counts. إِنَّهُ كَانَ, keep the noun short. كَانَ مَعْصُورًا, the noon is followed by صَاد. So let us look at where is the makhraj of صَاد. So if I say F, the shape of my tongue is like a spoon or a scoop going upwards. So as I say مَعْصُ, back of my tongue goes up, مَعْصُورًا, مَنْصُورَ. So that's the lesson for today. I hope that you will practice and listen to the recordings repeatedly until you get the hang of, you know, whatever it is that you need to fix. And I encourage everybody to connect with the administration and attend any of the live classes, which are held twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So get in touch with them. And do come to the class. There are different teachers available and you need to be corrected. We all need to be corrected, including myself. We have to be heard by someone, because I might know the rules and I think that I'm saying it correct, but somebody else will pick up my mistake. Okay? And we have to be always trying and polishing our tajweed. This is the best time that you spend and you invest for your akhirah. You're repeating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you think about it, that these are not just any other word, but these are Allah's words. Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught these things to us. So we need to give it a lot of importance. Just like you try to speak better English, you know, you're always trying to make sure that your words are, people understand you better. So this Arabic of the Quran, it came down to us from the heavens. And we have been learning it through the different chains of transmission that has come down to us from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi till the present day with all the shuyukh. And we have to exert a lot of effort to be able to say it and to preserve it and to think that, you know, the better you get at it, you are becoming one of the links in the chain where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, you know, Allah will protect the Quran from any changes. And this is how that I understand that it is by us learning it and giving it to the next generation that we are preserving the way it was originally revealed. So subhanallah, it is a great honor for you that Allah has opened the doors of His mercy for you to learn the Quran and to be able to recite it and put your best effort into it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منه ما أنسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.